politics. Polls show the presidential race very tight in some states thought to be crucial this fall. Third-party candidates may be important again, as Ralph Nader was 8 years ago and Ross Perot 8 years before that. Some Republicans are worried about their former congressman from Georgia. His name is Bob Barr. He's now the presidential nominee of the Libertarian Party. Joining us is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. Ron, how much are we going to be hearing this fall about the Libertarian Party?
It depends on how well Bob Barr gets into the debate. He will not get into the formal debates. The two big parties run those, and they don't let anybody in from the third parties unless they get well over 10% or into the double digits in representation in the polls. But how well can Bob Barr get into the debate in the larger sense? Can he get his ideas heard? And will enough people listen that he actually does become part of the discussion in the 2008 campaign?
Well, I mentioned these swing states where the race between Senators Obama and McCain remains very close. I wonder, where is it that Bob Barr really presents a threat to, I guess it would be, to Senator McCain?
Yes, it would seem to be primarily to McCain. And nationally, he's polling a couple, 3 percentage points, but he's doing better in red states and southern states, as you might well expect. But he might make an impact on some of those states to a degree that they become swing states. In other words, they might not be the classic swing states, but you might see North Carolina come into some degree of play. You might see even Georgia, which is Bob Barr's home state, where he served 8 years in Congress. You might see that state come within range that John McCain actually would have to campaign there.
How about Ralph Nader? He's also running again this year, and he certainly has caused the Democrats fits in years past.
Yes, he is actually running a little better in red states as well, which is something you have to ponder. You have to ask yourself, why is Ralph Nader, who is thought of as the most liberal of the candidates who have done well as third-party candidates in recent years, why is he running a little better in red states? Blue states, overall, he's running about 3%, Midwestern 3%, Michigan would be typical at 3%. But in red states, he's running a little bit better. Obviously, you expect Ralph Nader to be more of a problem for Democrats. But in recent polling, and we've seen this in a couple of polls now, when you put him in, he hurts McCain as much or more than Barack Obama. And I don't know exactly why, but those are the numbers.
You know, Ron, neither Senator McCain nor Senator Obama seems to be able to poll over that magic 50% number that any candidate would want. Given that, doesn't the third-party question loom ever larger?
Yes, it's in the tight races that third-party candidates really, really matter. And in 2000, we saw Ralph Nader at less than 3% nationally, less than 3%. And yet, he got 22,000 votes in New Hampshire, and that was three times more than the margin of victory for George Bush in New Hampshire. He got almost 100,000 votes in Florida, and as we all know, that race was decided by 537 votes. So if this race this year is just as tight, a Bob Barr or the combination of Bob Barr and Ralph Nader could be decisive.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving with us this week from the political wilds of Louisiana in New Orleans. Ron, thanks.
Thank you, Alex.